Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Fly season is rapidly approaching, but there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com.
Well, the state FFA convention did not get to take place this year, but they have found a virtual way to elect new officers. Radio Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes has the story for us.
Last week would have been the state FFA convention in downtown Oklahoma City. That didn't happen because of the coronavirus pandemic panic, but Oklahoma FFA moving forward. This week, they're electing a new state FFA officer team digitally and will be making an announcement of those new state officers next week, May 12th, during a virtual state awards ceremony and officer announcement. They'll be announcing stars in the various agricultural categories, and they'll also be announcing the winners in the state career development events, CDEs, that will be eligible to compete at the national level later this year. I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, damage to the U.S. meat industry is piling up fast, from closed processing plants to producers with nowhere to send their livestock to retail customers paying higher prices. Now market analysts are starting to weigh in. Cobank analyst Will Sawyer spoke during a recent Global Ag Investing webinar, saying producer losses are topping anything seen in years.
Beef and pork especially, realizing losses well outside of the Tyson plant fire on beef last August or the Great Recession for any of these sectors. So the stress in the sectors, whether it's beef, pork, or chicken, is most pronounced today at the producer level.
And while helpful to some, government relief, including the $19 billion that USDA recently announced, it won't help many.
Unfortunately, very little of that money will go to help alleviate the losses of livestock producers due to the caps of $125,000 per commodity per entity. Many of the producers that we all know are well outside of that range and well too large for that to make too much of a difference.
More than 150 congressional lawmakers have written to the administration to find a better formula and more money to meet the scale of losses, likely in the tens of billions in meat and dairy. Sawyer says the president's executive order last week will help processing plants stay open or reopen, but now the issue is labor.
But how quickly can we rebound? That's where labor becomes the constraint. With unemployment benefits being as robust as they are today, and those benefits extending through the end of July, labor supply is going to be quite a constraint.
And complicated by workers' concerns for their safety despite new federal plant guidelines, which will remain voluntary, and promises of testing and personal protective equipment. At least 5,000 workers have gotten sick, while 20 or more have died. You've got farm news on Ron. In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org. Well, that's a look of our latest farm and agricultural news. Don't forget, you can always find more farm and ranch news up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.